somebody that's in the news.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Oh, that was a fast cutoff, wasn't it? Well, that's all right. You snooze, you lose, people out here in the audience. That's okay. I know you're glad to see me. Well, hello, everybody. Yes, I'm Deborah Lee. I will be your psychic love doctor for the next hour or so. And I always like to remind everybody at the top of the show that we are using, ta-da, ordinary playing cards for these readings. Now, I want to welcome blog talkers. You can't see the deck, but we're glad to have you here. And those of you on the Facebook Psychic Love Doctor show page, you can see that I'm holding them up. You also can see when I lay them out. I use a 24 card layout, which is standard for me, per question normally. We have time constraints, though, with, you know, the show being so limited in the minutes that we have. So we have to keep it to one layout. But there's a lot in the layout that I'm able to tell about you. The atmosphere of your life, the what I call the landscape of where you are, what lies ahead. And I will point out certain things that are not related to your question or questions, but if it seems important, like often if I see the possibility of identity theft or your account, a bank account getting hacked, that kind of thing, I will point that out. Because what makes this method so unique is that we're going to envision through the cards the future, and then we're going to decide, do I want to just let my life follow that path naturally, or are there things about that that I would like to change, improve, maybe hit the delete key on completely? So this is the magic of personal prophecy, that we're able to do that, we can do it, and we also are able to see what makes people tick in our lives. Maybe you work with somebody that you have a hard time feeling is trustworthy, or let's say there's somebody in your family, in your neighborhood, where you go to school. I mean, there's so many possibilities here. That's when my children were teenagers, I tracked them through my cards and knew what kind of shenanigans they were getting into. And I would confront them, and before long, they got scared of mommy's cards. They really did. So I just wanted to point that out to those of you who are kind of new with us. A lot of information and even lessons on how to learn this, if you're a good book learner, you can find in my book, The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards, by me, Deborah Lee, that was published by John Hunt Publishing in London in 2008 or 9, I believe. So if you're interested, I've found that they're at most every online bookseller. So if you get a chance and you're interested, pick it up. You might just enjoy the background and how you can use this method to your best advantage. And now I'm going to turn you all over to Mr. Jimbo Baggins.
Welcome, welcome. I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We also want to remind you folks that are calling or on Facebook Live, if you are international, you got to let us know and we'll give you an international shout out, like we are to the following people. We have Laura from Canada.
Laura.
Michelle, I believe, is from the UK. And Anne says, Glasgow in Scotland.
Glasgow.
Yes, welcome. Welcome, international
folks.
I love
that.
Excuse me, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call it, a lot of you folks, I think everybody on here I see on hold, it's probably a regular, but just remind everybody that you'll hear the show. They say, hey, listen to the show while you wait, and you will listen to the show. Anytime you hear nothing, something went wrong, call back.
Right.
Moral of the story. Moral of the story, Facebook Live, folks. We understand that some of you, domestic, but all the international folks, you're not calling in. So we will try to...
Yeah, we wouldn't want you to. You're going to sit on hold and rack up a bill.
Literally. Can't.
Yeah.
I mean, they could, but we know they can't.
Tell them how they can't.
I was getting to that.
Well, could.
Yes, but when we open the floor to you folks, occasionally we don't can't tell you when it will be. And you can't call in early, but when we open the floor, you can do an audio or video messenger call to Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor show. And you have to be friends with Deborah Lee, but you can't call early. You can't try to jump the gun, trying to beat somebody because there's no hold system. If we are not 100% ready, we have to hang up on you.
And I do check often to see if there's anybody I need to add to the friends list.
Yeah, so there's no hold button. So the moral of that story is, Messenger folks, you have to wait till it's formally announced that we will say, taking Messenger audio video now. That's what we will say. Not right now, but that's what it will sound like. That sound is the sound of harps singing, synonymous with angels playing the harps. And we do that because it's a transition. Basically, you're reading with Deborah. Free, and it has to end because there are other folks on hold and other folks on Facebook Live that would like to get their free reading. So when you hear the harp, you got to shut down the questions and stuff with Deb. You can call back any other time. Any other time. Every show if you so desire, as many do. And then I shall give you an angel card reading before we move on to the next caller. And today's flavor is Angels of Abundance Oracle cards. We
have
lots of angel cards. And we like to rotate the crops. Tomorrow... is Rebel cards. There will be no angels, to let you know. And
Friday already. Wow.
Yes, it is indeed. It is indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, harps, please, please let the reading come to an end. It just could be a temporary end. You can call back tomorrow.
Yes, and remember, these have to be quick snapshot type of readings. Although we are working on a case study, so each of you can get a taste of what it is I actually do as an intuitive therapist and life coach. And that'll be later in the hour.
Let's rock.
All right.
Going to area code 630, caller number one. That number is part of Illinois, the area code is.
Oh, I'm excited for this phone call. Hello there, Lily.
I would bet it is Lily.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for holding to be number one.
Thank you.
So I just left the police station about 30 minutes ago because they're doxing me online and
what is that
Twitter
mean?
Won't remove doxing, like putting my name and address and stuff like that online.
Oh, okay.
And Twitter, for 2 weeks now, I've been going back. You said that, too. You said that the mom was going to find out my name, my address, blah, 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 whatever. And the thing is, I just left the police station, and they're like, and this has been going on for 2 weeks. They got into my Walgreens, so they ran a background check on me. Anybody who's got your name, your address, and your telephone number, and your date of birth can get your prescription from a pharmacy tech looked into. So, like, all they had to do was to have somebody who worked in Walgreens Pharmacy look up my prescription. Then they know, oh, well, she's taking this prescription for mental health, or she, get what I'm saying? And they posted them on Twitter.
That sounds like a serious
breach
of confidentiality.
You'd have to talk to a lawyer.
Yeah. Oh, you might want to keep track of this stuff because, listen, that's your private information.
I'll talk to a lawyer.
And I'm sure HIPAA covers that. That whoever's calling
Yes, they do. And I'm following up with Walgreens and everything else. But that's also a security breach on Walgreens' part. Because I have a passcode. I called to pay my cable bill, and they're like, what's your passcode? You get what I'm saying? So why isn't it like that for Walgreens, too? You know how many people are on prescriptions? About everybody I know, over 50. So, like, that's ridiculous.
Just a minute. We have a lot of newcomers with us that probably have no idea what we're talking about. Now, I've got
she should
some
bring them up
folks.
To speed.
Yeah, we are discussing a celebrity death. We are keeping the name confidential at this point.
Everything's up. Lily should explain it a little bit because
okay.
Yeah, we'll have
that we're just saying
yeah.
the things that need to be said without
and
giving out too much
info. And we've been following this since it happened.
That's her thing. She knows how to
and there was
about.
Like a breakthrough that happened today. So I'm glad she's here.
Yeah, she can run it down.
Yeah, please tell it.
Okay, so I am a true crime author covering a homicide case. And the medical examiner just determined that it was an accidental overdose. And obviously... if they do that, okay, I thought about this when Jimbo said yesterday, when they mark it like that, that leaves the police out of it because the police failed the welfare check. The police failed to secure the crime scene, destroying a lot of the evidence. So his mom actually went out into the press and was like, you know, we want a thorough investigation and blah, blah, blah. And Jimbo mentioned yesterday that it could be amended, another coroner could come in, all kinds of things can happen. And the other thing is like, my name is getting out there, like, a lot. Like, I'm out, like, people are constantly, like, now hitting me up. So I guess I'm becoming famous or whatever that means. So what do you think is going to happen, Deb?
All right.
There
well,
you go.
To add a little more information here, Lily, correct me if I'm wrong. But we recently read the cards on the situation, and I
yesterday.
Said the mother is inconsolable. Yeah, it was yesterday.
Yep.
The mother is inconsolable, and I've felt that she is not somebody who's like after you, even though you have heard from her, you know. But I think now she would see you as somebody on her side.
Even if she doesn't care anyway. She wants the truth, and she don't care. Anybody who's not,
yeah.
you know, yeah, so...
So the
that is what it is.
The mother is kind of spearheading this.
You know, eventually,
yeah.
if
okay,
eventually, if great people. Well, she hasn't done the cards yet, but eventually, you know, there are groups of people out there. A lot of them are retired lawyers, retired law enforcement, retired this, and they'll get together sometimes, and if something perks their interest, they'll say, "Hey, let's take a look at this," and they'll start revealing stuff.
Well, I remember
That's what I'm hoping, you know, like, especially like with my name getting out there. But what really happened, what brought all this on overnight was that I figured that it was the manager who hired the hitman. And when I put that out there, boom, it was like the 4th of July. Now she found me, she's going to, oh, if you don't take down your post, I'm going to go file a police report, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. But like, I focused on the right thing. I think I focused on the right lady. I think I focused on the right idea. And I think I focused on how the money was being passed around was through the third-party apps when they were buying the gifts. You know, like when you go on TikTok Live or Instagram Live and people can pay like $500 to send a gift, that's how she was paying the gang members.
And well,
she must have struck a chord because, like, she fought back. Sorry.
The mother also has brought out that there were many death threats against her son. And how this doesn't
yes.
seem like something to be investigated seems inky, inky to me.
But you don't know what the cops have done.
We don't know. But I saw...
No, and they don't respond to me anymore either because I think that they know I know too much. So.
And they probably are worried that if they accidentally say something they didn't mean to, you're going to put it out there.
Right.
That's why they... That's, so they figured, yeah, I better not talk to her because one of our other representatives, one of our police guys, maybe a younger guy, will say a little bit more than he's supposed to, you know, but he's not as seasoned.
I haven't worked
What do
with,
you got?
Well, here's the deal, everybody. I counted my normal deck before the show, and I'm missing a card, and I couldn't find it. So I'm going to have to, these are an older deck, and I have to relay them out because, well, it's like... they're cold to me because I haven't used them in quite some time. So just bear with me here.
Yeah. She's missing a card off her normal deck. And it is a fact within like a 5-foot, well, maybe a 10-foot radius around here.
Must have dog eating.
But Jimbo, a lot of the things Jimbo says has been coming to light too. So I know Deb does the cards, but Jim's been pretty accurate as far as like the not psychic but common sense police law enforcement information.
Watches all of those police and
actual real documentary stuff, not like the crime, not like the stupid shows like Blue Bloods or anything like that. I watch the real stuff where they go over real cases and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm not making fun of the Blue Bloods thing, but everybody's got to realize that's fiction. You know, Law and Order, it's fiction. Law and Order is a great show. Love it.
A lot of times
love the original
say
one.
Based on a true story.
And a lot of them, they loosely based on it, but I'm just saying, I love Law and Order, but, you know, it's fiction, folks. But I watch a lot of those documentaries. A lot of them are Information Discovery. A&E TV has a great one called First 48, where they track murder investigations.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously, 2020 has sometimes ones where they follow for years. Because some of these things are years. This could be one of those years things right here. I know the mom ain't going to want to hear that. But this could be one of those years things. But the cards will know a hell of a lot better about that than I will. And they're on the way down.
I think they should trot all of these people of interest in and give them all the polygraph.
You can't force them to.
Yep.
That's too bad.
And
ooh,
I don't know of any court, there might be one or two, but I don't know of any court that takes them as evidence. All it does is tell the investigators, aha, I should focus on that guy more. Go ahead.
There is I've told you, I believe you're going to be contacted by a detective who very likely may already be retired. But I think he loves these cases that are real dubious.
Yeah,
you know,
I've seen shows on TV where these people come in.
Yeah. Well, I see him coming to you, and he's going to want to join in because this story has broken big time. If you follow any of the big news websites, I'm not saying CNN, I'm saying other ones. It's out there.
Yeah, the New York Post had it today twice.
I saw that too, and it's going to cause a stir. And I think this is definitely going to cause you, for one thing, you need to definitely protect your confidentiality. That was so wrong what happened there.
But we don't know the details of how that happened.
Be worthwhile finding out.
Well, she has to. Well, she's going to find out because she might be able to make some money off Walgreens Bass,
All right.
We probably should have mentioned them, but it's all right.
All right.
Too late now. The name has been spilled. All right,
go ahead. Spilled it.
She's talked about Walgreens.
Oh, Walgreens. I want you to know that I really think amongst all the kooks and everybody that you're going to hear from, remember I told you this was going to create controversy, but it's going to propel you into the future. Actually, future's over here. Past is over there.
So the future's
to the right. And it is really going to propel you. And that will be a time, hon, you're probably going to have to live an unlisted life and probably have some sort of bodyguard with you.
Pay for some life lock.
But the thing is, it's only going to be the thugs that would be after you.
Or the kooks.
But he's right here.
That boy,
and everybody's a boy to me. That young man is right here, and I don't believe either anymore. And I did initially, but I don't believe anymore that he overdosed.
I don't have anything but what I read, and I am undecided.
Well, the websites have been putting out the pictures of the death scene, and they have said the towel was put down too orderly and whatever. But we're going to follow this, everybody. For you, Lily, don't let anybody get you down, but you stay vigilant on your own life.
These people that these retired guys that pick this up, they pick it up with an open mind too. They're going to be skeptical of evidence. That's their job.
Twitter is going to crack down? It's frustrating that YouTube lets it slide, Twitter lets it slide. It's like I can only do so much. I was just at the police station and they were like, "Well, call us if somebody comes to your house. Make sure you keep your Ring camera on." They just acted like it was nothing. So, if I'm going to have a bodyguard, I hope I can pay for that.
Oh, you're going to make
I wouldn't mind
a lot
it if I could pay for it.
You know, I hope that you're going to make a lot of money. I hope that you are journaling all of these events, like this date, the mother brought the story to back into the public, you know, spotlight. You should be, so that you can include stuff. Because,
yes.
Excuse me, I think your book is going to evolve through this process. This is not done. And I'm actually feeling good that that mother didn't take this lying down. Okay.
A lot of them don't. They just don't get their voice heard. Yeah.
And she has another son who's in the spotlight who, I mean, there's interest here. So let's see how it unrolls. What I see here is it's going to continue to expand, you know, and then we're going to get all those conspiracy theorists coming out.
Oh, there's always those.
But that can actually add some dimension to your book. You know,
for entertainment value,
yeah.
for something you're publishing, yes. But for actual investigators, that can just cloud and confuse.
Now, I can't take much more time on this, but...
Okay.
There's more to come.
There's more to come, and she will call us again.
And
more updates.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to say what I was going to say. Sometimes I speak before I think about what I'm saying.
Now, that's a very unwise.
And I don't want to say something that could be.
You can't. That's why you got to let her do all the talking about specifics, not you.
Yeah, but don't lose your inspiration regarding all of this. And remember, you're part of the reason it's coming back out into light. And those law enforcement people, they're a bunch of snotty nose whatevers. You know, you're going to make them look bad. And that's fine. You know, that's fine. You're going to be the Ralph Nader of crime.
All right.
Thank you.
No worries. Yeah, thank you.
You know, she always listens anyway. Angel of Abundance is Block Out Distractions. Now, these have big write-ups, and they're not out of control. Your life purpose and other priorities need your undivided attention, so it's time for you to take a charge of your schedule and working environment by turning off electronics and avoiding anyone or anything that distracts you from what's important. You already know what these distractions are, and you have the power to responsibly block them out. She's the only one that knows that. I don't know what those distractions are that could keep her from this.
Maybe, you know, one of the celebrities, I forget who it was. Oh, it was Sandra Bullock. I saw a little TikTok of her, and she said the worst thing you can ever do is go and read the comments about you online. She said she did, and people were mean. They were telling her she had, like, a big ass, and she had no talent, and she said it does something to your psyche.
It depends on the person, right?
Yeah. Well,
everybody handles that stuff differently. If you watch, it's hilarious watching like football, big important football games, especially college players that are young. They show them walking off the bus and walking toward like the locker room. Everybody's got noise canceling headphones on so they don't hear fans booing or saying shit.
Oh, how about that?
Well, they're young. They're like anywhere from the college area from like 18 to 22.
You know, if this really gets going, it'd be nice if you had like a friend or a relative who could go through these comments and only, you know, like filter them so that they show you what's most important.
Yeah, it would be good if you had a friend
yeah.
or an assistant in case there's some that are threatening in nature and that need to be brought to
yeah.
somebody's attention too.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Do that.
But not,
so,
yeah.
They do that. My fans send them to me now. I don't read them.
Good.
They just send them to me.
There you go.
Thank
then
you for cleaning that out.
Right.
That is a good thing to do. You are doing. That is proper.
Well, push on there, Lily. I think something's going to happen here. Big.
Just, it might not
Wait.
Be tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, but I'm so glad the mother brought this back out.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and if it gets on the news, then it gathers the attention of important people that may be able to assist.
And there you are. You know, one of the little people will say, that was out there championing this young man from day one. So.
Well, championing his demise, he's no longer with us.
No, but he is in spirit. And I've said before, she asked me to do a mediumship, and I said, he is cheering her on, and he's right there with you. Right there with you. So. I'm not saying this kid didn't do stuff, because I think he did. I think he was dabbling with the wrong people.
Oh, you think he did? You really think he did?
Yeah.
Come on. He was playing with fire, and that's why he got burned. Doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it right, but he was messing where he shouldn't have been and messing, like was that Debbie Boone said, right?
Yeah. Was it? No, it was Nancy Sinatra.
Nancy Sinatra. I'm a dumb. Debbie Boone was way later than that. She probably wasn't. Might not have been
Boone
yet.
Yeah, he probably owed people money. He was just baiting
them.
Playing
on with bad people. You don't play with fire.
Well,
so anyway.
That's actually not my theory. My theory is that, like, he was ousting his brother, and so his brother's manager sabotaged him. Yeah, he did some dabbled in stuff, but I've reviewed hundreds of hours worth of videos on him day after day after day after day. Yeah. It wasn't like he was Andy Dick. So
I don't know who that is.
Well, Andy Dick, you do. He's this goofball that wears, like, it looks like Coke bottle glasses, and he was kind of dorky looking, and he was on the show, which I don't think you ever watched, called News Radio. Can you think of anything?
Oh,
else?
I never did watch News Radio. No.
Yeah, can you think of anything else Andy Dick did? Yeah, I know. But anyway, yeah. I mean, this is gonna hit the fan. You watch.
Let's keep on.
And I bet you get invited to talk shows and news shows.
Invite who?
Her.
I thought you were telling her she could invite him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who's him?
No, but I could go and contact him.
And
say, speak to us. So
you know how that looks on TV, though.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
You know what people think about that on TV, right?
It'd be cool if we could get somebody, you know, Dr. Phil or somebody to dig into this.
Dr. Swill.
Yeah, but he's on his way out. He's retired.
He's ready to retire. Probably anybody would be at this point.
Honey, we got to move on.
Rock. We got to roll.
Keep us posted.
That.
I will.
All right.
You.
Oh, sure. Take care.
All right. Ready for the next caller? Are you ready for the next caller?
I think I am. Yeah. Let's not let the time get away from us.
I keep pointing there.
Well, I don't know.
The next
Those
caller
are all
right
long
here.
Ones.
That is the next caller right here. It's not that long. 775. Is this Miss Wendy?
It is, I bet.
Hello, Miss Lee and Jimbo. So nice to see you.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome. What kind of updates do you have for us?
Well, thank you. Yesterday, we got a nice note on our door from the landlord. I will preface this by saying for 7 years, we have paid by the clock a whole bunch of money for our rent. Perfect renters. Basically, it says notice of lease expiration, and it says your current lease is expiring on April 30th, 2023. Okay? Yeah. And then it says, because we're such fabulous tenants, they want us to renew at only $100 extra a month.
Well, that's nice.
So,
she's laughing.
Yeah, isn't that sweet? And then they say, please notify management of your intention regarding your tenancy by April 1, 2023. And then below it says, if you have not executed a new fixed term lease by 30th, you must vacate the property. Failure to do vacate may result in termination and eviction.
Sure.
Aren't these sweet people?
Well, I think it's nice they didn't add 300 more.
Well, I mean,
you know,
you can look good
like
or bad.
That.
I mean, $100 a month is a lot.
It's $25 a week.
But it's coming. It's a lot of stuff. I don't know what you get with your rent. I don't know if you get utilities. I don't know what you get.
Not least.
No, we pay the utilities on top of that.
Wendy, last time I think we talked, you had mentioned you and your sister were going to find a place to live.
You were looking, right?
Well, I hadn't actually started. We want to move, but the issue is, apparently we need to make our decision by April 1 and be out by April 30th if we are moving.
Yeah.
In the real world, an apartment may not be available that quickly. I'm going to be working like a dog trying to find a place. But the point is, praise God, I was approved by my insurance, so that'll mean a lot of extra money. But yeah. I needed the opportunity to create a history to show that to the potential new rental office. So
sure.
I've been thinking about this, and my strategy is I could offer the new place. I can tell them about my income becoming effective real quickly, and then I could say, you don't know me. What I'm offering to do is paying you an additional 3 months of rent off the top. I mean, that's over $6,000 right there.
Yeah.
And we have a perfect rental history. So will we be successful in finding a nice place that we'll be happy about so that we can comply with this horrible piece of paper?
Well,
the bottom line is she needs to find a place in less than a month. Like a day or two, less than a month.
But I bet if you spoke to them,
I don't know about that.
You could tell them your plans, and you could say we'd like to just. Often they'll give you a short term lease.
Yeah, they didn't offer any month to month. Don't do that now.
They will not do that. It's 12 months or nothing, and they no longer offer month to month.
So apparently, where you live, rental property is hard to come by, is what that tells me.
I wouldn't say so necessarily. These people are the meanest people I think I've ever met in my life.
But
almost.
They're probably tired of dealing with riffraff.
But what I'm saying is if rental property is easy to come by, they can't be mean because nobody would live there. So it must be a little tough.
Here's what your card.
Anyway, go ahead. My card.
I'll tell you
matter.
What your card says.
I'm just bantering. Let the cards talk.
We have a full.
We have 4 million people online.
Your cards say, here I was going to mention Occam's razor. If all things are equal, and in a sense they are, take the easiest path. I would say for you the easiest path is renew for a year, and then if you find a great place, then most places will work with you to end your lease and find someone else to move in.
If they're nice, but it sounds like these aren't nice people.
And if they're not, then you could find somebody, you know, through running an ad, posting up signs to take over or to move into. I'm telling you, I've rented for years and
years. Her ass is out.
I would say sign up for another year.
Oh,
so you don't have to hurry.
For the extra $100 a month.
Yes. Which if you break it down, $25 a week and then divide that by 7 and what is it?
Well, that's what did the card say though? That
cards say that's what she should do.
So that's not looking good of her and her sister finding a place that they would like, right?
Yes.
In that short amount of time.
If you are like a military family and you're relocating for a new duty station, you're stuck to take what you can get. But you are not. Yeah. You have time on your side.
Well, I thought of something else. Maybe renewing for another year, and then after I've created my history with a higher income, then break the lease, which would cost me 1 month's rent out the window.
It's not that
bad.
That's probably your best bet. I mean, obviously, her number one priority is in the next 3 days, her and her sister are going to do their damnedest to find a place.
And imagine,
by
April 1st. If you went to Hawaii for a month, you'd have still paid for that apartment. So it's like,
There's a lot of positive ways to spin this. Yeah, so 1 month is not that bad, actually.
No.
Some places are really terrible.
They'll get you for 3 months.
1 month, actually.
Yeah, and it doesn't even state about breaking the lease. But I am going to work like a dog because, I'm going to have a strategy meeting with Eddie and Kevin, my attorneys, tomorrow.
Yes.
And because the good news is my monthly premiums are going to stop because technically I'm on claim. So that's great. And also there's going to be some back pay. And when the money starts coming in, I don't know how long that'll take. I would think it would start coming in within the next month, I would hope. But I am going to work like a dog, and I'm a good negotiator. And I will call some places that I think we'd be interested in, and I'll be very honest with them. And I'll just say I can prove impeccable rental history.
Yep.
And I know the rent, you have to qualify by getting 3 times the rent. Well, the rent on places we're interested in would be at least $2,000. So right now at this minute, I cannot prove $6,000. However, I can say, let me give you $6,000 on deposit to prove my solvency or whatever, and then when this money starts coming in, I can prove it to you by my bank account. So yep. If I negotiate in a manner like, I mean, to give somebody $6,000 on good faith, that's pretty big, I would think. So will I be successful in negotiating and will we move?
It's going to be like poop through a goose, Wendy.
But will she be successful by April 1st?
No, she's going to renew for a year.
Okay, so you're going to have to renew for a year probably.
Yeah.
Probably the card.
So you have, you know, the peace of mind knowing you don't have to just grab at something.
So there you go.
So, yeah, it's going to work out. All right, here we go.
Angel card reading. Subject is abundance mindset. If you think of your abundance as something that happens in the future, then it will always be one day away from you. See, feel, think, and speak of abundance as something you already have in the present moment. And that is what you will experience.
I like it.
So
what is that card? I like that.
It was the
Angels of Abundance Oracle cards.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
They're good cards, and the subject of that one particular card is called Abundance Mindset.
Okay.
So in other words, don't think that you know this abundance is coming soon. It's coming soon. Think, you know what? It's here. It is now, and then it will be. All right.
All right, Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy. Thank you very much.
Can't wait for you.
Thank you both very much.
And good luck to you, as always.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Hello, Earth Angel.
Hello.
Lisa,
what's up,
from Arizona to
That's
Earth
right.
Angels, the loveliest people on the planet. And I'm sorry about the phone call yesterday. I was just a mess.
We understand.
That wasn't that bad.
No.
And you know what? Bottom line is you are very psychic. And other bottom line is Jimbo is full of good advice, balance. Male perspective, good advice. And so
where are you?
I'm just making choices. You know, I'm just making choices that I don't know. You know, hey, you know, to start off, I stayed out late last night. Late for me. I came home about, I think, 9:30 or so. But I went to another bar. And after I finished that place that I was at, and I wanted to check it out to tell my girlfriends about it. We always drive by. So I went in there and I talked to somebody I knew, and then I came home and we had really bad weather last night. I had a doctor's appointment this afternoon. I was going out to the car to take off to the doctor's appointment this afternoon, and there were solid footprints right behind my the back of my car, close to the back of my car.
Okay.
Was it my neighbor or was it just some stranger?
Huh. Now,
it was,
did you have snow?
Yeah, and mud, and it was frozen.
Okay.
And I saw the footprints, and they were up close so that you could look into the rear window.
Where did they start? Or where did they come from, and where did they go?
Yeah, could you tell where they came from, or couldn't you?
It did not come from. Well, you know, I hate to say this because it really kind of threw me. It came from. Well, I hate to really say this because I don't want it to be true. It came from the direction of his place.
Okay,
but
well,
I could
that's
be wrong.
Unusual. And
I,
you could
I,
be
I wrong.
Could be wrong
about...
You could be wrong. Footprints or, you know.
All he did was go around the back of your car.
Well, if somebody came up close, like he was peeking, basically. Close enough that you don't just.
Back.
He came up close.
Rear,
like he was,
and,
like, to
like
the rear.
At the rear end of the car. Period.
Yeah.
I don't know. And if it's not him, then I'm really terrified because.
Don't attract that. Okay, you've got to work at that.
First of all,
I'll look at the card.
As far as being really terrified, don't be.
And
really,
you know,
terrified.
We have motion detector lights and everything, but I just don't know. You know, did he even know that I came home late? I mean, his light was off, as far as I
sure.
can tell, and
that's
my porch
that's
light was off.
The cards
do you,
say.
Are they recording? Do you have like security cameras that record?
No, but I'm thinking about maybe getting them. I'm even going to ask him. I haven't talked to him yet, and I'm going to ask him, does he know about the footprints that were by my car?
Well, okay, here, just off the blue, did they look like, footprint-wise, they're about the same size feet, like it was a guy?
Yes.
Just curious.
Yes.
I'm just curious.
I'm just curious. And I hate to say this. You know, I don't want it to be true.
It doesn't mean anything. Even if it is true, it doesn't mean anything ominous or evil. It could be just mean somebody was curious. But, and also, going the other way, if it's a total stranger, they do that nowadays. A lot of these people come up, and you don't have to be scared for your life. A lot of people come up, check cars out. They look to see if people leave them unlocked.
Oh, exactly.
Now, if they're unlocked, and usually they're younger people, not professional thieves. Professional thieves don't give a damn if your car's unlocked or not. No, they're longer people, and a lot of people, their car's unlocked, and they open up and see if they can find, like, sunglasses, electronic equipment, change. Some people keep, like, big cups full of, like, $20, $30 worth of change. It's very common around here.
And we are on the Ring doorbell system.
We have the Ring doorbell.
And others around us in our neighborhood post video clips. Hey, watch out for these guys.
Really
they were
common.
Walking around, checking cars.
Very common.
I don't think it was him, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
And
oh, thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, and he wouldn't have a reason to be lurking.
But even if he did, it doesn't necessarily mean it was some kind of evil intention. Mm-hmm. He might have just been wondering if you were doing
No,
either.
I know that. I know.
It could have been he was wondering if you were in there, like, chilling out or something, maybe, you know, or if you were okay.
Yeah.
He might have been concerned. I hope she's not in there.
It looks like it was a couple of guys, but they were just idly walking
Typically,
by.
Typically, they're very young people that aren't real thieves, but, you know, what they say, people that keep their stuff unlocked make thieves become thieves.
So just...
Yeah.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
So,
for sure.
So that's not so bad. So,
do you think that we're going to get along, Deb? Do you think that we have a future? I mean, I haven't talked to the dude.
Or is it the same as what you saw last night, still kind of up in the air?
Well,
or
I
what?
Used the cards for her question. I can do this again for her. Yeah, no.
Stand by. Well, I want to know, what about this this old painting expedition? How was that overall?
Was it fun?
Oh, my God. It was just filled with women of all ages, elderly. It was a rundown place. I had gone there a few years back. It was so rundown. It was okay. You know, it was okay. It was more, someone brought their kid, you know, and he was going around and instructing us because he was pretty good. And
someone brings a kid in this crap.
Kids don't belong in
the bar. Kids don't belong in that bar.
I don't want to complain. It was not, I hadn't been out to a bar scene in years on my own, and I don't want to complain.
Don't judge the bar scene based on that.
Yeah, and you don't drink, so.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes you a candidate for, you know, somebody trying to take advantage of you. You're too sober.
Well, they one of sounds like at that event. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Well, what I have is.
New cards are done.
Does he know where you went?
No.
Okay, well, that's what he's saying, is that you went out prowling. All right.
And I think.
Does he even know I was gone? He may not have known I was gone. He may not have noticed.
He had plans too, remember?
Did he? What was he went out to dinner or something?
He went out, right? He wasn't there, right?
Let me think now. He was here. He didn't go out.
Oh, I thought he was.
He was here.
Okay, that must
be. Well, then he know. No, you guys hear each other.
Yeah, he already knew you were out and about there.
I think he knows. And I think that he's either going to, well, of course, this is natural. He's either going to be kind of with his nose out of joint over it, or he's going to be encouraging. Personally, I think it was Laura, and I don't know if she's here today.
Yesterday.
She
yeah.
said he was taking a temperature test.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that when she was here. Yeah.
yeah. Who's that?
Did you just sneeze?
So he's.
No,
okay. I'm sorry. No, I beg your pardon. My handkerchief got in the way. So does he's going to be encouraging me to go out more?
I don't have cards.
I think so, to see what you're going to do. And I think you should tell him you have one heck of a good time.
If he asks, I don't think you should volunteer any information at all.
I'm not telling him nothing.
And then if he asks, I'd be like, how come you're asking? I'm just curious. Why are you
Want to give him... I don't want to give him any ammunition. I don't want to, you know, I'm going to lay low as far as this goes.
I think for a change, you should play him a little bit.
Why not?
I think for a change, you should play him for a little bit and say, you know what? I may have went out. Maybe I didn't. I don't think I want to tell you about it right now.
I don't think he's going to ask me, though. I don't think he has. I don't think he feels. Does he think we're a couple? I mean, is
he
interested in me?
He might not directly.
I don't know.
He might do one of those casual things. Yeah, I did this, this, and this. What'd you do last night? Just throw it out there, like, harmlessly.
I think you should just play it as it comes.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can't
play
it for this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think you should do. But you got a lot of new people in your card.
Yeah, and you should.
So remember, 9 times makes a habit. And if you got 8 more to go doing this. What are you getting any comments?
Not about this, no. Oh. Just some questions and stuff.
All right. Rick. Oh, here's your card.
This is interesting. It says clean energy food. When you fuel your body with a healthy organic diet, you increase your energy levels and ability to focus. This automatically leads to more efficiency, better ideas, and higher vibration, which attracts golden opportunities and beneficial relationships.
I think they do that already.
Well, it sounds like she does. Farmers market and all this other stuff you guys do. I mean, you may tater tot casserole. That's not some kind of organic vibration yeah. type thing. But that was back in the holidays,
yeah.
you know. It was a holiday thing.
I think it was kind of a dud. Couldn't you pull another one for her?
No, I don't do that.
I
don't want to do that with
No,
it's
fine. I like it.
It's like
Encyclopedia
Britannica again.
All right, I did it with my cards. This is something I'm going to teach in the free class, is you can take the regular deck, ask it a question, not lay them out, and just cut them and see what you get. And I wanted to know, has he been thinking of you? The card that I see that characterizes you is the one that came up, and that to me was a confirmation that, yes, he was.
That's good.
But all that means is he was thinking of her.
Yeah.
That's all that means. That doesn't read into that any more than that because you pulled a single card.
Oh, that's
yeah, there's a lot. We just can't
yeah.
jump. Forever.
All right. Well, honey, take care, and
what
we'll
are
be
your,
here.
Well, I'm sorry.
I hope your teeth are okay.
No, they're not.
I'm done speaking.
I have to wear that heavy device as much all day as I can, and I don't wear it for the show. But, no, this has turned into – and I'm trying very hard here. This is a good example of how we got to go through things. I see my cards are all dark, and it's because this is such an ordeal. Part of me is really angry at a man – that travels the world and teaches that he literally redesigns your mouth. And yet I'm such a failure for him. And I'm so angry with that. And on the other hand, I'm trying to say, hey, look for the lesson in this. You've been doing this for 2.5 years with him. And I have. And I say to myself, just practice patience. Find it humorous. So we all got to do that, or you just get mired in it like it's quicksand. And the more you struggle, guess what's happening? The more it's kicking you down. So see, even I have these issues, the same as all of you. The only thing I'm really grateful for he's not charging me the $10,000 more that this would have cost. He is absorbing that. And I think it's because he knows that he failed it. You know, he recognized that he didn't do the right thing. Or now he's seeing it. And I get to be the star in his seminars, not physically, but with the pictures. And he says we learn more from failure than we do from success. Now, that sounds kind of profound, doesn't it? I don't like it.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry.
Thank you. But I've got a lot of other things to be very grateful for. And one of them is all of you. You've always been therapy for me since I lost my husband. It'll be 5 years in October. Yeah, he died a week after his 59th birthday. For you youngsters out there, you think, oh, that's kind of old. It really isn't. 59.
No,
is
no.
It's like the new 39. Yeah. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much. I care for all of
you. Guys,
yeah, you know, when I read your cards, I'm invested. I feel really connected. And I want all of you to find happiness and love and success. So we're in this together. Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so too. I'm sorry, Deb. Gosh, I wish the best for your teeth. We all do.
Thank you. And the thing is, there's in a week and a half, this is the last resort, he said. And after that, I don't know. I don't know what they'll do. But anyway, thank you. I appreciate that so much. So much. And
for sure.
I can't wait to see you happy. Boy, I'll tell you, I can't wait. And this guy is still going through his uncertainty. It's like he's lost in a forest. And we'll just have to see how this goes day by day. Okay?
Maybe I'll kick him in the ass. Sometimes he bends over to do work and I'm around him. Maybe I'll just kick him in the ass and say, oh, I'm sorry, I slipped.
Yeah, there you go. I like it. Okay, we have to move on, honey, but we'll look for you tomorrow night if you're free.
Thank you. You both are earth angels, and we love you to pieces. You know that.
Yeah, that makes me feel really good.
We love
you
both.
Good. All right, we love you too. And remember, go with how it goes. You know, just wait and see how it happens. Right.
I can't force anyone to care for me. You know, I can't put a gun to their head and say, you got to. I can't do a shotgun engagement.
No, but remember, you are a prize. You are, you know, you're.
I know. And the property manager asked him, because he goes and chats her up sometimes, and he was telling me recently, because I told her, I said, there's nothing wrong with him, but I've got to get out of here. And she's my friend from a long ago, and she knows my significant other. She knew him who died. And I said, it's just me. It's not him. And so she said, yeah, you won't lose any money. Just go ahead and go if you want to. And it's so much upheaval to do that. But then he asked him when he went to go pay the rent for him. He said, so how are the two of you getting along? So he told me what he told her. Oh, man, we're killing it. We're always together. I make her laugh. You know, and he's just talking it up with her. And I thought, whatever.
Now, try not to overthink this too much. You know, that's
right.
I share that with you. I'm a terrible overthinker of everything. And Lisa, I'm sorry, I have to say goodbye to you. In fact, everybody.
No, go.
I have to end the show early. I'm sorry. I have a son that I received a message from who's in an emergency right now. So,
we have prayers for him too. Your kids and him.
Probably going to be fine, but I've got to check on him. So. Thank you all.
Okay.
Love you.
That's it.
Everybody, tomorrow.
Love you,
you too. What is it? TGIF tomorrow. Yeehaw. All right. So sorry, folks. I will be here tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah, I know.